Mary, thanks for joining us today. I'm delighted that you're here. We have a few questions to ask. The first one is if you could please tell us about getting your first professional job after graduation.
Wow. I graduated in the late 70s, and at that time, there weren't any jobs for academics, any academic jobs for young people like there are not today. I was one of the very few people I knew who got an academic job when I was ADD, before I had even finished. Mm. It never would have happened except that Virginia Commonwealth University lost a senior faculty member in May. And I knew somebody there, so I got the interview and I got the job. After 8 years teaching at VCU, I was denied tenure, and the reasons no longer matter. But I was denied tenure, and I found myself on the street an unemployed assistant professor of anthropology. And, you know, if people coming out of graduate school think they have problems, I was 8 years stale by the time I had to hit the job market. Mm-hmm. I wept for about 6 or 8 months because I was absolutely devastated. At that point, let me see what happened. Oh yeah, I was calling my friends to weep, so I was building a network in Washington, you know, while I really wasn't paying attention. And eventually one of those sessions came through, and I got a job at a three-man company in Washington that was doing work for the Office of Child Support Enforcement under Reagan. And they were doing cost-effectiveness analysis. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I figured I could do that based on the 2 weeks I spent doing economic assessment and my field work. And I did what anthropologists do so often when they find themselves in unanticipated situations. I read like crazy. And by the time I'd been on the job for a week, I at least knew what my job was. Mm-hmm. On that first job, they gave me a SAS programmer who was so bad that I had to go over every single one of his programs. Mm. I was not an expert at SAS when I started, although I kind of knew it. But I didn't really know as much as I did when I left that job. When I left that job, I was fairly confident at SAS, which matters because I sulked for another 6 months. I was married. And when I was through with that sulk, I had been on unemployment, and they were going to check up on my efforts to find a job. So I called all my friends, and I said, if they call you, can you tell them you interviewed me for a job? And they said, the last guy I called said, sure, I can do that for you. But we have a job.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And the job they had was as, yes, an SAS programmer. So I went there, and for about 6 months I was an SAS programmer. Then they discovered that I could manage things pretty well, and I got a job at an AA firm in Southern Washington, in Alexandria, Virginia. And on that job, I not only got very good at SAS, but I learned how to market, how to meet clients, how to do all of those basic skills that that we don't think about in graduate school but are a great part of mm-hmm. what we do mm-hmm. when we get a real job, whether that's with a company or as an independent consultant or whatever you're doing. I was hired out of that job into Battelle, where I stayed for 20 years, and that was probably mm-hmm. the job where I hit the ground as an anthropologist.
Okay.
They recruited me into program evaluation. At the time, I wasn't sure what it was, but once again, I read like crazy, and I managed to be very successful doing program evaluations in public health. Most of those, obviously, were for the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, although I also did projects for the Kaiser Family Foundation and Kellogg and a couple of other government mm-hmm. agencies. So I had a pretty diverse portfolio.
May I ask if you could identify what the key factors were that were in common that in getting you those first
getting
couple
those
of jobs?
Network.
Bingo. Okay.
Network. Even while I was at my most depressed, I was talking to people because I had to talk to people, or I would have fallen into the bottom, I think. And I, you know, gradually, so I interviewed a lot of people for information because I didn't have a clue what the job market looked like. What that meant was that I identified people who were working in areas that I thought I might be interested in, and I either called them or went to visit them, and I asked them about their jobs. Mm-hmm. I did flat-out ethnography. You know, I just sat there and I did the same thing I'd done in Guatemala, only this time it was in English, which helped a lot. Gradually I began to get a pretty good idea of what the job market was. So while the first job I think I just fell into, I fell into it as a result of networking. And the second job I got after my second period of despair, was also I got through networking.
Mm-hmm.
A guy I had met on my first job who worked at another company. And that was when I began to catch on that talking to people was not only fun, but it was very effective in moving into a new community.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that the important things are, you know, do research, do ethnography, and keep building on that until you not only have as many jobs as you could possibly want, but you also have a lot of friends, and you begin to move into a community of practitioners. That's especially easy in Washington because of the Washington Association of Professional Anthropologists.
Right.
And they get together once a month regularly, and then they have a lot of parties. And you get to know the community of practicing anthropologists in Washington, which is a remarkable resource for younger anthropologists and Vermont students.
Now, thinking all the way back to school, how well do you think your program prepared you for actually entering the job market?
You know, I'm not sure my program prepared me for anything. It was a traditional four fields department. I got out of there knowing a great deal about Malinowski and Radcliffe Brown, and a great deal about Levi Strauss. But they didn't do methods in those days.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now I'm teaching graduate methods at the University of Maryland, both of our schools, and it's the first time I've taken a course.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been humongously enlightening. I mean, I've always done what I did by instinct, and the instinct was pretty good, but a systematic review of the methods available to anthropologists just had never been part of my experience.
Right.
And I would strongly recommend that if you do nothing else, you learn methods and some of the theory behind the methods, some of the theory about why you use a focus group here and an interview there. And the reason for that is that that's what will get you hired. And if you're lucky and get hired into a good place, then you can develop your anthropology as you go. But demonstrating in a job interview that you understand methods will very often get you in the door.
So in addition to the other information that you've woven into what you've told us today, do you have any specific tips or advice you'd like to share with others?
Wow. I think the one thing I would really share with others is to, remember that you're an anthropologist and you're trained as an anthropologist, and use what you know about anthropology to research the job market. And also, you know, if there's something you love to do, if you're turned on to environment or health or, you know, some special area, do your research in that area.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you know, the better you are.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good to be here.